We left off last week trying to analyze the sugya of Dov Hashem Miskavein. So Dov Hashem Miskavein came up in Masechet Sukkah in the context of the person who is trying to pluck off the berries off the hadas because he's interested in eating the berries. And then in passing, it happens to also possibly result in hadas becoming kosher, which is the potential problem of besakin. The Gemara raised the question, should that be permissible or not? So the Gemara related that to the issue of Dov Hashem Miskavein. Then the Gemara retracted and said, wait a second, Dov Hashem Miskavein means when I do action A, that there's a chance that action B may result. If I know for certain that action B may result, that's not a Dov Hashem Miskavein, well, that's already a psik reishis. The Gemara touches that up again. We're going to have to get to that part, probably not this week, maybe in subsequent shiurim. So we want to focus right now on the very issue of Dov Hashem Miskavein. That notion that I'm doing action A and there's a chance that action B is going to happen. And the Gemara tells us that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a problem. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's permissible. And the Gemara tells us explicitly in many, many places that this machlokes goes across all areas of halacha. This impacts in the Shabbos, it impacts in Kol Terakula. There is a running machlokes between Rabbi Shimon. What is the status of actions called Dov Hashem Miskavein? Notwithstanding the fact that we don't even paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we have been spending a lot of time, we'll continue with Hashem today, to spend a lot more time on understanding Rabbi Yehuda's view, because through the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, the chelik of Torah, so even if we didn't paskin, that's still a part of Talmud Torah, but it also will shed a significant light and it's really going to impact on our general understanding of the entire sugya of Dov Hashem Miskavein, even the world of Rabbi Shimon that we paskin by. So let's take a step back, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and raise the following question. Rabbi Yehuda's view that Dov Hashem Miskavein is also, is that a problem in HaTorah, or is that a problem only in the Rabbanim? That's a question we already raised last week. Within that view of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to do Dov Hashem Miskavein, is that the Torah prohibits doing that? Well, according to the Torah itself, it's really permissible. It's just a Chumah mid the Rabbanim. So there was a Gemara in Masechet Yuma that we spent a lot of time talking about last week, and we really read through the Gemara last week through the eyes of Rashi. Now we're going to change course. We're going to read the same Gemara again. We're going to interpret the Gemara entirely different, and this is going to shed significant light on our sugya. So let's go back to Yuma, Daf Lamed Aleph days for a moment, where the Gemara really had a contradiction between two different scenarios. In one place, we seem to be very, very machmir, at least Rabbi Yehuda seems to be very, very machmir by Dov Hashem Miskavein. And in another place, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be much, much more lenient. What were the two cases? So one, the case that he was very lenient with was the case in Yom Kippur of throwing in the hot metal rods into the mikveh for the purpose of warming up the mikveh, even though there's a chance that those rods may become solidified, may become strengthened, and by doing so, that would be a malacha, potential malacha on Shabbos. He says, no, don't worry about it. He says, that's okay, nothing to worry about. The case that Rabbi Yehuda did frown upon as a Dov Hashem Miskavein was the case of the person who has the Gemara said that it happens to be there's a special pasuk, special zechus kosov, that it's still mutter to do the bris, even though by doing so there may be in a sense a violation of tzitzas negatzeras, cutting off the negatzeras. That's okay. The Gemara says it's mutter only because of zechus kosov, but if not for the zechus kosov, that would pose a very, very serious problem. What would the serious, terrible problem be? Dov Hashem Miskavein. The Gemara says, wait a second. What is Rabbi Yehuda's view about Dov Hashem Miskavein? It is a problem. It's not a problem. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so he's very, very lenient, Dov Hashem Miskavein is okay. And when it comes to Ketitzas Beheret, somehow Rabbi Yehuda is very, very machmir. So what's the answer to that question? If we take a look at Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara gives two lines, the last two lines before the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Beis. The Gemara says, Hani Mini B'chola Tarakula, V'lachat Tziuf Terabonu. The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. One case is called Tarakula, and one case somehow is Derabbanan. What in the world does that mean? One is Deraisa, one is Derabbanan. What do those words mean? So last week we gave Rashi's chat. We're going to put that on the back burner. We're going to go to Tosfos chat right now. So as we pointed out last week, this is probably the longest Tosfos chat. It's 2 pages long as Tosfos. We're not going to read it inside. I'm just going to literally just try to extract for you what the main goal of this Tosfos is. Tosfos suggests the following Shandis Gemara. Within Rabbi Huda's view, that Dovashen is counting as Osir, is it also Deraisa or is it also a Derabbanan? The answer is it depends. It depends what area of halacha you're talking about. If you're dealing with a regular halacha, 612 mitzvahs minus Chil Shabbos, then Rabbi Huda really believes Dovashen is counting as Osir on a level of Deraisa, and therefore it would have been Osir vis-a-vis the Yisuk Tzitzatzaraz. I need a special pasuk to be matred, Esed HaLosa say, but not for the pasuk. It would have been a problem. Because Dovashen Miskavin is a real bona fide Issagoma min HaTorah Agamre in Kol HaTorah Kula. However, what if you're not in Kol HaTorah Kula? What if you are in Masechet Shabbos? What are you talking about Melech HaShabbos? Let's tell us the book stops here. In Melech HaShabbos, nobody, not even Rabbi Yehuda, can maintain that Dovashen Miskavin is also in a Torah and Shabbos. You know why? Because Dovashen Miskavin falls short because of two magic words, what do I say? What are the two magic words? Maleches Machshavos. In order to be Chayav and Shabbos, it has to be a well-thought-through, planned-out, positive strategy. That's what Maleches Machshavos means. If I do something, I'm not even fully aware of what I'm doing, and I'm not planning it by itself, all the above, that's Mufka from the parish of Maleches Machshavos. And whatever's lacking, Melech Machshavos cannot possibly ever be an Issur D'oraisa. So therefore comes Tosfos as a B when this Gemara says that when did Rabbi Yehuda say that Dovashen Miskavin is also in the Torah and you need Pesukim to be Matred, that's in Kol Torah Kula, such as the Tzmeres. Over Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, nah, it's going to drop on it anyway. Because even Rabbi Yehuda concedes that Melech's Machshavos will be a poter on the level of D'oraisa. So Ad Kan Deviat Tosfos. So this is Tosfos' theory, and this theory appears in other places in Shas. Tosfos presents it every time the suit comes up. Tosfos offers the same theory that Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula part ways within the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, we have the whole Rabbi Shimon, this whole discussion is at this point moot, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula part ways because of Melech's Machshavos. So Tosfos has developed for us this theory that it is impossible for anybody, even the biggest machmer of machmirim, Rabbi Yehuda, to say that Dovashen Miskavin is osur min haTorah nuchal Shabbos. It can't be. It's impossible to say such a thing. Does anybody disagree with Tosfos? So there is a Ramban. Based himself on the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, the Ramban argues with Tosfos, and the Ramban says it's not true. That if you really truly accept Rabbi Yehuda's view, then Dovashen Miskavin is taka also min haTorah, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Chol Torah Kula. It seems to be lacking Melech Machshavos. Nah, it's also called Melech Machshavos. According to the Ramban, also sufficiently Melech Machshavos. Who Ramban? Your Ramban? What did the Ramban say? Let's first take a look at the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara of Shabbos on Daf Ayin Heyim and Aleph. So the Gemara a little bit more than halfway down. The first one in line is Tzvi. That's the Tan Rabbanan. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Hatzad Chilazon v'Hapotzo in Uchayv al-Achas. If a person traps a Chilazon, of course that fish, snail, whatever you want to call it, that's going to be used for tcheles, used for the mishka. A person wants to die his tzitzis tcheles, he's looking around for the chilazon, and he traps the chilazon v'apoto, and then he squeezes the chilazon in order to extract its blood, in order to dye his wool. In uchayv al-achas, he's only chayv once. Which malacha did he violate? He violated the malacha of tzed of trapping. Which malacha did he not violate? The second halacha of potso, presumably min haTorah, there's nothing wrong with squeezing out the blood of the chilazon. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm there, chayav shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you chayav twice. Why? Rabbi Yehuda says that Patseya, squeezing out the chilazon, is subsumed under the malach of disha, of threshing, and it's not fundamentally different than, as we know, we learned avyomi, squeezing fruit, with the men we showed it, milking animals, or extracting milk from a woman, all of these kinds of activities where one applies pressure to get out the liquid. That's called the malacha of disha, that's considered to be analogous to threshing. And Rav Yehuda says that would be an issur d'oraisa. So again, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to trap the chilazon on Shabbos. That's an issur d'oraisa, the state of trapping. Whether or not squeezing out the chilazon is an issur d'oraisa is machlokes between the chacham. What's the shailos? Amru lo ein ktsiv b'chol disha. The chacham responded back to me, it's not correct. What's the shailos? Amru lo. By time of the rabbanon, what's the rabbanon's reason? Kasavri ein disha el gedulei karka. The rabbanon said the malacha of disha only applies to things that grow on the ground. The fish, snail, chilazon doesn't grow on the ground, and therefore it is excluded from the melacha deraisa disha. But so we understand it's machlekes at the time. Do you derive that prop from Mishkan or not? We've said this many times. Whenever you derive details of the melachas from the Mishkan, so you have to be very, very careful. You don't want to pick up on the extraneous, irrelevant details. You only want to extract, no pun intended, the real, the essence of the melacha. So Rabbi Yehuda understood that being gedulei karka is part of the essence of the melacha. According to the Chacham, that was just a technical deed that was not really critical in terms of the melacha being violated. Fine. So we have a machlekes. I'm sorry, I think I said that. It's the other way around. But the bottom line is that machlekes are throwing whether p'tzias sechilas is called disha. Yes, think about the following question: with chayev nami mishum etilas disham, why aren't you chayev for killing the chilazon? When you take a live chilazon and you squeeze it, you are going to kill it. So why are you chayev for etilas disham? So Rabbi Yechon shepotzer meis. Rabbi Yechon said it was dead already. I'm talking about skidin, it was already dead. I'm just squeezing out the blood. I'm saying not chayef to kill you. Rabbi Amar afilu teim shepotzer chayim. Rabbi says even though it's still alive, that could still be not including the melacha of netilas d'shama. Why is that? Misasik etzel netilas d'shama. That's called misasik. He's not thinking about netilas d'shama. His goal is not to kill. He's not trying to kill the chilazer. It's misasakate to the Shama. What does that phrase mean? So many Rishayim say what that means is what we call Dabashem is Kavik. It means he's not intending on killing the chilos. That's not his goal. So yes, the Gemara, aye, but wait a second. Abai v'rabba damit shavayu modu rabshim sikresha lo yomus. Isn't it a psikresha? And as a psikresha, shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara seems to say, shayni hacha, the kamad isle, the shem tvei, micha like yechid litzil tzivei. That no, fakir, it's not really a psikresha, that's what many of the Shem learn, because actually the person really doesn't even want to kill the chilazon. He actually wants to keep the chilazon alive, because the more alive it is, somehow the better the dye, the blood is going to be. I'm not a bucky in the chilazon field, but apparently the person's intent is not really to kill the chilazon, and forget, it's not even necessarily going to die. So when all the dust settles, the Gemara had three possible malachs involved in this chilazon production. One was the tzei v'sachilazon, that's for sure, also in the Torah. One was the Ptsiyah Sachilazon, which is Machlek Satram Disha, but Chilabu Karaga. And the third possibility was the Tilas Neshama, but the Gemara backtracked and said, Tilas Neshama, not so simple. Don't shame his cabin. I said, Secretion? No, it's not really Secretion. Adkan. So comes the Ramban and poses a question. And the Ramban says, wait a second, I sent it on the Marvel Combs, I'm not mistaken. I think it was it on the phone maybe from last week. I don't remember. Give me 1 second. Let me just grab my Ramban. Let me bring my Ramban down. Give me a second. So the Ramban in Masechta Shabbos on the spot. Find the Ramban. I'm sorry. Okay, so the Ramban, towards the end of the, about a little bit more than halfway down the paragraph, the Ramban asks the following question. Bakashali, it's the end of the line. Bakashali. This is the end of this Ramban. I don't remember which Ramban I sent off, which edition of the Ramban. I'm reading a different edition now. So Bakashali, the Rabbi Yehuda, everyone found it? it's about halfway down the Ramban. The Kashul in the Rabbi Yehuda Mili Chayev. Okay. The Kashul in the Rabbi Yehuda Mili Chayev Plus. Kloy Machad Mishavatils the Shama. So we asked the Ramban, wait a second, wait a minute. All the Gemara succeeded in doing is telling us that it's elliptic ratio. But it's still a Dorshan Miskaven. When I squeeze that Chilozon, there is a chance that the Chilozon is going to die. So Bishlam, according to we who pass the Rabbi Shimon, the Dorshan Miskaven is Mutter on Shabbos. So for us, obviously, you're not going to be Chayef to kill the Chilozon because it wasn't even Mechavan to do it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is one of the Talmud peers in that Raisa, according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, Yitacha should be chayev on the Tils Teshuvah. It's not a psik ratio. Who cares? It's a Dom Shem Miskaven, but that's enough. According to the Dom Shem Miskaven, is also a problem. So according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, why are Yitacha chayev in that third chattus? Kwan Mechav Shem Teshuvah. The Efshir said to the Ramban, the Levivrayim de Rabbanan ka'amalei, that Inochinami, Rabbi Yehuda personally held that Yechayev that third chattus as well. The Afal Gav, the Patrice Soleil Mishum Tils Teshama, said Rabbi Yehuda to the Chama, I understand that you're part of Mishum Tils Teshama. I understand you're Rabbi Shimon people. You hold the Doshim's Gav is Mutter. Ultimately, me as the Chayna Mishum Disha, but at least be mighty to me about Disha. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda was chuckling the Chama about the Disha to do a calculation. The Tils Teshama, he understood that he was about Chokht of Rabbi Shimon. He got that, and he knew already that others disagreed with him. What did the Ramban just tell us? That according to Rabbi Yehuda proper, when you do something that's a Dover Shedim Miskaven, you are Chayev. Chayev means Yeraisa. That's unlike the Tosos that we just read. Then the Rabban offers another answer. Then the Rabban, this is not just Dover Shedim Miskaven, this is Anton Kama. Here, the person doesn't want the Chilazim to die. You want to tell me if I do action A and action B may result, and I don't really care one way or the other. You want to tell me that's a deraisa, that's a habitur. That I can swallow, says the Ramban, but that's Rebuda. But to tell me that I'm chayev in a case of killing the chilazon, where I'm plotting not to kill, I'm trying as hard as I can to avoid killing the chilazon, and I'm still chayev to kill the chilazon, that's ridiculous. Even Rabbi Yehuda would never go so far. So the Ramban is not sure why Rabbi Yehuda didn't throw in that third chattus, either because he really did. Well, even Rabbi Yehuda would say the buck stops here because it's in a sense negative. It's anti-Malacha Kama. But one thing is Yaitse Mitiver Ramban is that within the view of Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shemiskaven is in the Sederaisa, unlike Tosis. Rabbi Yisai, what do we make of this Machlech? This is the Ramban. Again, this is all the Das of Yehuda. We've been waiting for 20 minutes tonight. We haven't said the word Rabbi Shimon almost. Within the view of Tanan that we don't follow, according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, is Dov Shemiskaven asim in the Torah, asim in the Rabbanim. So Tosis says, unequivocally, it's only the Rabbanim. Other areas of Allah, maybe it's the Raisa, but here, forget it. It's only the Shabbos, can't be the Shabbos, trumps everything. And Ramban says, not the Dome. Is there Raisa even in the Shabbos? So if I say, how, what are we going to do with this Machloikis? How are we going to prove this Machloikis? How are we going to be, in a sense, Machoria in this Machloikis? So, like we always try to do, we have to search Shabbos. We have to look around for Gemara. It's going to shed some light on this time. The Gemara we're going to find is the Gemara top away, really. Of Kachim on the Chof in Maseches Krisus. So he asked those who were able to bring a Gemara in Maseches Krisus. So let's take a look. Let's take a look where the Sugya begins. On that Chaf Amid Aleph, that's going to pick up quickly the Chaf of the days. So let's pick it up from that Chaf Amid Aleph from Maseches Krisos. The first words in the line are Tana Rabbanan, it's about 15 lines from the bottom. So Tana Rabbanan, Hachote Gecholam B'Shabbos. The person stirs coals on Shabbos. Chayav Chattos. He did it B'Shege. So you buy the Malacha D'Raisa. That's to be a carbon chattis. Rabbi Shimon Alozo, I'm Mishim Rabbi Eliezer B'Tzadok. Chayv Shtayim. Rabbi Eliezer B'Tzadok said, you're not only chayv once, chayv twice. The din is in the Shabbos. If you do multiple malachas, you have to bring multiple carbon chattis. Each one is a separate aver. So Rabbi Eliezer B'Tzadok said, you chayv twice. one of the two averes, mipnei shumechabes elyonis umabes hatachtonis. Because whenever you stir coals, you are extinguishing some of the coals and you are igniting other of the coals. And therefore, you just did two malachas. You did the malacha of kibbutz, malacha of havar. Each one is a separate independent malacha. You have to do chayav twice. So obviously, the chacham, the first tanakam, was in the opinion that somehow one of those malachas falls short. And it's not exactly clear which one falls short and why one falls short according to the chacham. What exactly is the kudus machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, whether you chayav once or twice? So we take a look at Chacham Beis, it's five lines from the top. Rav Ashi Omar. So Rav Ashi says, first one is Ikar Benayah. Rav Ashi Omar, Kigon Shediskavim Lechabas, we must be dealing with as follows, that the person's intent was to extinguish the coals. He's trying to like move the coals, smush the coals together to kind of get them to go out already. So his kavan is to be Mechabim the coals. He's been mechabed to mechabed because he's definitely chai for kibbutz. That's not negotiable. What's the machlokes? The hoover remained laying, and what happened was is that the coals, some of the coals, got ignited, but that wasn't really what his plan was. His plan was to extinguish the coals, and then some of the coals, kind of by accident, got ignited. So now what? So Tanakama Sovla could be Shimon the Yama Dovah Shem Iskavin Potter, but it wasn't Bitzavik Sovla could be the Yama Dovah Shem Iskavin Chayo. Tanakam's opinion was that we follow Rabbi Shimon, because there's a class of Rabbi Shimon's coming. As the guy stirring the coals, he's doing action A. What's action A? Stirring coals. Now, it happens to be that he's having in mind to extinguish the coals, so he's chaya for that, but he's not having in mind to ignite the coals. So the igniting of the coals is my CV. So I'm stirring coals, which I can't say the straight faces per se mutter, it's also for other reasons, but per se, I'm not having in mind to ignite the coals. And now action B is happening to get ignited. So that's a classic Dov Shem Iskavin. So comes in one says, if you hold a Rabbi Shimon, Dov Shem Iskavin is okay. So then you're not chayav. If you look at Yehuda, then it would be a problem. And that's exactly what the Machlokes Tanakam Rav Elazar ben Tzadok was all about. You follow Rabbi Yehuda, you follow Rabbi Shimon. Ad kan divya gemar. So there is a tremendous, tremendous problem with this moment. What is the tremendous problem? Which Rishon is going to look at this Gemara and say, we have serious hesitations with this Gemara? Tosfos. Because the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, Chayav Shtayim. Why are you Chayav Shtayim for? Chayav Shtayim means it's a Nisa Deraisa. It only means a Kavan Chatas for Nisa Deraisa. The second Malacha, the Malacha of Havara, was only violated through the mechanism of Dam Shem Iskavim. How in the world can Dov Shem Iskavin bring you to a Chiyav Chatos? The answer is, it must be an Isser Deraisa. If it's not a Deraisa, you're never going to be Chiyav Chatos for it. So comes the Gemara and says, aha, you're Chiyav Chatos, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, black and white, the Ramban is right. That a Dov Shem Iskavin carries with it an Einish Deraisa, carries with it a Chiyav Chatos Deraisa. How in the world would Tosfos respond to this Gemara? So Tosfos knew Gan's good to respond to this Gemara. And in fact, the humongous Tosfos that we had in Yuma that we didn't read asked this question explicitly. And Tosfos gives a fascinating answer. Again, we're not going to read Tosfos inside, just take it next week to read it inside. Those have a lot of time. Considering reading maybe over Shabbos Nachum, considering read that Tosfos at the end, it'll take you quite some time. So again, we try to extract the point at 12 minutes. Tosfos is baffled by this Gemara. How could the Gemara say, you're going to be chayav, it can't be, it's impossible. Tosa says, there's only one way to explain this. And it's to say, this is not a real Dov Shem Iskavin. I think we might call it Dov Shem. No, it's really a psik ratio. Because I know for a fact that those coals are going to be ignited. I'm not planning on doing it. That's not my goal. But I know for a fact it's going to happen. And that's the reason why I'm chayav according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it would be just a plain Dov Shem Iskavin, then I'm not sure B is going to happen, then it won't be chayav. That'll be worse to the Rabbanim. The only way to transform this into a deraisa is to change the name. It's a real psik ratio. So Tosfos goes on to say, a great teretz, but we are guilty of overkill. Why am I saying? Because if it's really psik ratio, then which other Tana agrees to psik ratio? May the Rabbi Shimon Ipsigratia. If it's really Ipsigratia, then you made it too chomer. You made it too awesome. You made it too chayav. And it's so bad, it's so awesome, it's so chayav, that even Rabbi Shimon's going to have to concede that that's going to be a problem. And that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says explicitly that the machloikas at Tanoim here is the machloikas from Rabbi Shimon. So if you hold a computer, then you have a problem. No, Rabbi Shimon thinks hunky dory. He says, Tosfos, wait a second. We were just forced to change the case and to make it a Pesik Reisha. Because if not a Pesik Reisha, then there can never be there ice on the board, even according to Yehuda. Once you make it a Pesik Reisha, you just went overboard. So now you have a problem, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So what's going on? Says, no, let me explain to you what's really going on. You want to know why it's really potter, according to Rabbi Shimon? It's not really potter because of the Rabbi Shimon's coming. Because at the end of the day, it's not Rabbi Shimon's coming, it's a Pesik Reisha. You know why it's potter? Because this person's agenda is not to ignite coals. And since that's not what his goal is, that's not what his purpose was, we can label this as an entirely different tour, nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon's coming. You know what we call that? When I do malacha, I'm full well of doing the malacha, but not really interested in the same goal, the same outcome as was done in the Mishkan. If I say we have another name for that, you know what we call that? A malacha she'en atzricha legufa. And we spoke a little bit about this last week, the difference between Dovshin Miskav and Malacha and Tzugufa. Dovshin Miskav is I do action A, knowing full well I'm doing A, and not knowing full well the B is the result. That's Dovshin Miskav. Malacha and Tzugufa means I know exactly what I'm doing. There is no second Naisa. I'm planning to do exactly, I know 100% what I'm doing, but I'm not doing it for the purposes. It was not in the Mishkan. I got a different agenda. I have a different goal. That's Malacha and Tzugufa. It says Tosfos. Even though it's a Pesik Reisha that you're going to ignite these coals, tap the guy on the shoulder and say, mister, do you really want to ignite the coals? I don't really want to ignite the coals. I'm mixing the coals for other reasons, for keyword purposes, not for our purposes, really. Well, if you have a different agenda than they had in the days of the Mishkan, you cannot possibly be in violation of their answer. Now, it happened to work out beautifully because only Rabbi Shimon is the kind of subscribes to Moshe Tichukuk Big Brother, read all the time. So Sal says to us, you know what the real machlokes in this Bryce is? One time it says, Yechayef, the Havara once said, you're not, you know why? The real machlokes is, do you accept Moshe Tichukuk or not? That's the real machlokes. This machlokes has absolutely nothing to do with Moshe Tichukuk. You know why? Because it's subsecration. Whenever it's subsecration, the definition of that Shem is coming. So everything is beautiful, wonderful, so it starts. Everything is I'm coming up with Shalom. There's a machlekes at Tanoim, a chayav yipotter. This has nothing to do with Dov Shem is coming. Dov Shem is coming would never, ever in a million years dream of being chayav and Shabbos.
Why can't you say it's a psikration of Nichole and they're only ultimate Rabbanon?
Oh, okay, we're getting to psikration of Nichole. We're getting. You're ready into the next year of Shem. So first, let me share with you Taisus. So Taisus says that Taisus look at the Sugi. The Gemara says Dov Shem Iskav just can't be impossible. Dov Shem Iskav is never there. So it's got to be psikration. It's also a term psikration. As a psikration, she poses a problem even according to Rabbi Shimon. Says Taisus, no, it's a Moshe Tzibur, which works out beautifully because Rabbi Yehuda happens all Moshe Tzibur is Takashayim. There's one, and I say this a little bit almost like a drop cynically. There's one small problem with this Pshat Taisus. What's the small problem? The Gemara. The Gemara says, let's go back to the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Tanakama Sovla can be shipped to Vedoshim's Kavin Potter, but the laws of the Tzadik can be Vedoshim's Kavin Chayev. What the Gemara should have said was Moshe Tzik Lukufa. If that's the point of contention in this Brice, in this Sugya, why is the Gemara mixing us up and throwing it as Vedoshim's Kavin, which is not the topic? It cannot be the topic. It never was, never will be the topic, because there's no way in a million years Vedoshim's Kavin will carry. God is so beautiful, except for the fact that the Gemara is here. It would have made perfect sense, what Tosfos says. The Taka logically, it's a Moshe Tzikla Gufa, Machai Zubim Shimon, Yechai, great, it makes perfect sense. But the Gemara says, tell Molly the words of Shem's Kan. The Tosfos themselves are sensitive to this. The Tosfos here, the Tosfos in you, the Tosfos in Shabbos. The Tosfos says, yeah, you gotta really, really work on why the Gemara says that. The Tosfos tries to show you Psadoring in a way as to why the Gemara kind of almost like changes the wording a little bit. For some other technical, textual reason, a very, very difficult Tosfos. Because as conceptually correct Tosfos Pshat is, it doesn't fit into the words of the Gemara with that one. For Rabbi Sai, I will prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that there are Rishonim who did not learn the Gemara like Tosfos. The Rishonim who did not say Lachshav Tzikuf has any relevance to this discussion. No, which Rishonim? I'm sure that the Rambam did not learn Leitos. I'll tell you why. The Rambam paskins lehalacha you're not chayev for that second malach. You're not chayev, like Tanakam, you're not chayev for the Havara. If Tosfos is right, the only reason why you're potter is because of Lachshei Yetzel Gufa, the Rambam happens to be the Rishon of Paskins, Lachshei Yetzel Gufa is chayev. Unlike all the other Rishon, the Rambam sides with Rabbi Yehuda, just for a couple of reasons, Rambam, some deeper from Gemara's, that Lachshei Yetzel Gufa is chayev. Wait a second, if Tosfos is right, that the whole poter in this sugya is based on Lachshei Yetzel Gufa, which is wrong, facts are wrong. How could the Rambam turn around and say, potter, even though the Rambam paskins Lachshei Yetzel Gufa is chayev? So the answer is the Rambam, there's no way in a million years that Rambam learned from this Tosfos. So what is pshat in the Gemara? You don't accept this Tosfos, what are the pshats? How can you take the Gemara at face value? Dovshei Miskaven, what does that do with Dovshei Miskaven? Isn't Dovshei Miskaven only the Rabbanan? What's going on? So there is a famous beer by Reb Chaim. It's a, one of the most popular pieces in Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim Hilchos Shabbos. Again, it's heavy and nuanced. Should we read it together? It's always hard to read. I mean, nuance, I mean, cool. Reb Chaim, those who have time in their own, can take a look at the Reb Chaim Hilchos Shabbos, being Hilchos Shabbos. Reb Chaim develops several yesodos to explain what's really going on in the sugya. Classic vintage Reb Chaim. Let's try to see if we can spend the duration of the shiur today just getting a glimpse of the godless of Reb Chaim Briscoe learned the sugya. So comes Reb Chaim and says that we all know that the machlekes we've been in Reb Shimon about Dovshei Miskaven permeate Shabbos and permeates Kol Torah Kulo. That's a given. The Gemara has loads of Gemara like that. However, says Reb Chaim, just because Dovshei Miskaven appears in both doesn't necessarily mean that they're identical. And again, there's a classic bris that sometimes the Gemara could use similar terms and they mean very, very different things. There's a famous joke they say from Reb Chaim. Somebody came to Reb Chaim and they said, happen to be the bris is, they always, they'll take the same term, the same words appear in different sukkahs, and they'll say, no, it means something radically different. Either it means the same or nothing. How could same terminology mean something radically different conceptual structure? So, the way the legend story goes, is that Reb Chaim asked the person, he said, you know, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says if you steal dirt and you turn the dirt into a brick, so you're kind of a shino, you know why? Panum chadoshes Baba Kama. It's panum chadoshes. It's the first thing. It's part of something new. It's a shino. It's a new entity. You don't have to return the bricks. You have to pay the cash. Reb Chaim says, the Gemara says in Ksubis, if you want to make sheva brachas, you have to have panum chadoshes. So he says, we never heard of anybody taking a brick and putting it on the table and saying, sure, do this the Baruch Hadashas. So Reb Chaim says, the answer is that Baruch Hadashas means different things in different place. It's brisking your man at its best. So comes Reb Chaim and says, the term, Dovashim Skavim, does not conceptually mean the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos and in the Kol Torah Kulo. I'll tell you why. Hilchos Shabbos is always a function of Melechus Machshavas. Melechus Machshavas always has the connotation of full cognizance, awareness. I know exactly what I'm doing. That's the imagery of Malachas Machshavas. L'moshel, you know, has a good statement in the sense of the Kama. The person has a rock that's inside his shirt. He even realizes somebody starts to walk, and he really gavalt, he carried the rock. That's not even a malacha. That's not even a shaygeg. If you're carrying something, you don't even know you're carrying. That's not even a shaygeg. Malachas machshavas osa ta'ira. Says Reb Chaim, malachas machshavas means it has to be a well-thought-out, cognizant awareness of the process in order to be called malachas machshavas. That's the din that everybody agrees to. Mein Reb Yehuda, Mein Reb Shimon, that's muskov l'chaladeyes. Something that's lacking in that malachas machshavas, it's lacking that cognizance, that awareness, cannot possibly be chayav in Shabbos. Then there's another parasha called Kol Torah Kulo. Kol Torah Kulo, Rabbi Shimon says, Dovashim is Kavanist, Mutter, Kol Torah Kulo. Why is that? That has nothing to do with cognizance, with awareness, with understanding. None of those terms make any sense outside of Shabbos. Outside of Shabbos, there's no malachas machshavas that's governing this. What is it about Darshan Miskaven and other areas of halacha that is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? What is that it's lacking the rough zone for this aver to happen. I'm lacking the will for this to happen. I'm lacking the want for this to happen. I don't care about it. I'm not interested in it happening. Not being interested in something is not the same as not being aware of something. Because Shabbos is a function of awareness. Kol Terakul is a function of want and will. Now it happens to be that if you think about it, Dover Shem Miskaven is lacking both. Because Dover Shem Miskaven basically means I'm doing A, I don't even know B's happening. I couldn't even care less than B's happening. So a classic Dover Shem Miskaven meets both criteria of Dover Shem Miskaven. So the term is identical, but the concept is a radically different one. My nafkamina, whether Dover Shem Miskaven is defined in terms of cognizance, or whether Dover Shem Miskaven is defined in terms of will, in terms of want, in terms of rutzen. So comes Reb Chaim and takes it one step further. You know, the Gemara tells us there's a principle of a psik ratio. Psik ratio. If I know for a fact that B is going to happen, so wait a second, hold the phone, that's not Dover Shem Miskaven anymore. But even within the world of psik ratio, is what's called the psikresha delo nichalei, the psikresha nichalei. The psikresha nichalei means, I know that B is going to happen, and I'll tell you the truth, I'm pretty happy B is going to happen. A psikresha delo nichalei means, I know B is going to happen, and I couldn't care less about B happening. What do we think about a psikresha delo nichalei? Here's Dr. Fisher already raised the question. What's my take on a psikresha delo nichalei? Is that still a Dover Shem Miskaven, or is that a Dover HaMechaven Mamish? What is it? So we know already from four or five, we've been having a chizur about this, where Chaim says, conceptually, Chaim says, that question is of Sikresha Delo Nichole. I'm doing A, I know that B is going to happen, and I really couldn't care less one way or the other what B happens or not. What do you think about that? Could we hide behind Dover Shem Miskaven or not? Says Reb Chaim, he thinks it depends. He thinks that we cannot hide behind the Dover Shem Miskaven of Shabbos because, quite frankly, once the person is aware of what's going to happen, he's cognizant of what's happened. He knows what's going to happen. If it's a psikresha, that means you cannot say, I didn't know what's going to happen. You knew God's good it's going to happen. It always happens. Every single time you do it, it happens. That is not a Dover Shem Miskaven of a Shabbos standard. You cannot invoke Lashon Shabbos and say, sorry, it's lack of Shabbos. What do you mean lack of Shabbos? You know what's going on. But what you can possibly do is call that a lack of Ratzon. If it's a psikreshah below Michal, I'm not particularly interested in happening, so then how can you tell me I want that? I don't want to happen. I don't really care what happens. So if you want to know in a heart of souls, when you have a psikreshah below Michal, is a psikreshah below Michal still covered by the rules of Dov Shem Iskavet or not? The answer is it depends which rules you're going with. If you're going down the rules of Hilchos Shabbos, the answer is no. You cannot hide behind Hilchos Shabbos and say it's a lack of Hilchos Shabbos because you are cognizant, you are 100% aware of what's happening. But you can hide behind the rules of Dov Shem Iskaven Kol Terakula because it is still lacking in terms of Ratzon. So again, so we have a few Yesodis of Reb Chaim. Yesod number one is that the phrase, the Dov Shem Iskaven conjures up different images, different models, different areas of Allah. Shabbos is a cognizant, Kol Terakula is a Ratzon. So Gresh Lo Nichale is a perfect example of a difference with the two Dov Shem Iskaven's parlays. Now, where does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon fit into this picture? Rabbi Yehuda's view is that Dov Shem Iskaven, like Tosa said, Dov Shem Iskaven, in Hilchos Shabbos, will not be a Nisa Deraisa. Because it's going to fall short because of one Gzeres HaKosov, Malachas Machshavos. However, that's only true if it's lachi malachas machshavas. Where does a psikresha lo nichalei fit into in the sugya malachas machshavas? It doesn't fall short. Malachas machshavas is not a poter on a psikresha lo nichalei because remember we said malachas machshavas just means awareness, cognizance, knowledge of what's happening. It's all there is right now. And that knowledge is present, and therefore a psikresha. If you're only going down the route of Hilchos Shabbos, you're not going to have a poter. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda hits into a brick wall. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, The only poter I believe in is Meleches Mosheves, but this doesn't meet the criteria of a non-Meleches Mosheves, and therefore, you're still going to be Chayav Nuch HaShemes. There's only one thing and one thing alone that could save you for a Psik Reishul or Nichalei, and what is that, Rabbi Yisai? The only thing that can get you off the hook for a Psik Reishul or Nichalei is the Dovah Shem Miskavim of who? Of Kol HaTorah Kula. Because that's a function of Ratzon, and when it's a low Nichalei, it's lacking in Ratzon. But wait, that's the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't accept Dovah Shem Miskavim Kol HaTorah Kula, who doesn't believe that Ratzon is so critical, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be stuck to say that when you have a Psik Reishul or Nichalei in Shabbos, you're going to be Chayav. Because you're going to be Chayav. There's no Poter. The potter of a Shabbos doesn't help you because you're aware of what's going on. The potter of Kol HaTorah Kula is not going to help you. It doesn't exist according to the worldview of Rabbi. And therefore, what's the din? The light, Osir, of Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei, is an Issig Goma Min HaTorah according to Rabbi Yehuda. A Dovah Shem Miskavim is not an Issig Goma Min HaTorah, but a Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is. Because a Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei, it cannot grab onto any Dovah Shem Miskavim potter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbos is going to fail us because you're aware of what's going on. Kol HaTorah Kula is going to fail us because it doesn't exist. The only one who's going to save us for Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is Rabbi Shimon. But here's the chap of Reb Chaim, the galus of Reb Chaim. Which Dovah Shem Miskavim is going to save us? I'm passing a Shaluch HaShabbos. Which Dovah Shem Miskavim is going to make it to Rabban? Is going to make it not the Araisa? Which one is it? Not the Shabbos Dikadin of Dovah Shem Miskavim. But you're aware, you're cognizant, so that's going nowhere. Which thing's going to save you? The Dovah Shem Miskavim of Kol HaTorah Kula. But how can you invoke Kol HaTorah Kula and you deal with Shabbos? I'll tell you a secret. Shabbos is also part of Kol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is no worse than the other 612 mitzvahs. There's a Chaim, just as in Kol HaTorah Kula and other areas of Halacha, you have a tour of a Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei according to Rabbi Shimon, because that is covered by the tour of Dovah Shem Miskavim, because it's lacking Ratzon. You could use the Kol HaTorah Kula tour in Hilchos Shabbos as well. You can't cross party lines. You can't use a Shabbos to get through a Kol HaTorah Kula, because that's unique to Hilchos Shabbos. But you can invoke a Kol HaTorah Kula tour even in Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, when all the dust settles, says Reb Chaim, if you have a Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei, and you want to know, tell me Tachlis Rabbi, Mutter or Asur, Chayiv or Potter, what's the answer? It depends. It depends whether you're Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. But it doesn't depend on Hilchos Shabbos. What's going to save you, according to Rabbi Shimon, is called Torah Kula. Because Rabbi Shimon holds Dovah Shem Miskavim is Mutter Mechol HaTorah Kula, he buys into the model of Ratzon being critical. Therefore, Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei cannot be there. Says Reb Chaim, that's how you read this Gemara. Now let's go back to Krusa the Chacham days. The Gemara says, what's the Nekudas Machleik Yisim Reb Elazar with Tzadok at the Chachamim? The Gemara says very simple, Reb Ashi Yomakos Shem Miskavim L'Chabas. My intent was to do Kibuy. I was not at all planning on doing Habara. The Hoover Umelayan, and all of a sudden, the coals became ignited, and that wasn't my goal. So what does that mean, that wasn't my goal? I knew it's going to happen, but it wasn't my goal. So you know what we call that? That's a Psik Reisha, but it wasn't my goal. So you know what we call that? It's called a Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei. So now you want to know, what's the status of the Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei? Here it comes. Tanakama Sabla Kribi Shimon. Tanakama Hela Kribi Shimon, who said, Yabba Dovah Shem Miskavim Potter. Dovah Shem Miskavim is Potter is Mutter. Which Dovah Shem Miskavim did the Gemara mean? Dovah Shem Miskavim of Kol HaTorah Kula is Mutter. Therefore, Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei by definition is going to be mutter. The blood will be tzadok. Never a tzadok. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Miskavim Chayev. The other Rabbi Yehuda says the Rabbi Miskavim is also in Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm going to mitigate this from being a deraisa. That's going to fail us going to Rabbi Yehuda. You want to invoke Melechus Machsheves? Don't even dream of it, says your plan. That wasn't even on the radar screen anymore. That's a joke to invoke Melechus Machsheves. Because Melech Meshavis only addresses issues of lack of cognizance, lack of awareness. It doesn't touch a lack of will. So that's the Pshat of Gemara. Godless Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim developed for us so many yisodos. He defined for us two very, very different images of Dovah Shem Miskavim. One's a din of awareness, one's a din of will. He compared and contrasted Shabbos to Kol HaTorah Kula. He gave the example of Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei as being a perfect test case between the two. We went back to the Gemara in Krisos and explained that the Gemara is not like Tosafos talking about other topics, but Machshavas doesn't enter onto the radar screen according to Reb Chaim's pshat. The Gemara is talking exactly what it meant to say, exactly what it says in the text, Dovah Shem Miskaven. And the Dovah Shem Miskaven is Machlokes Rabbi Shimon of Kol HaTorah Kula that's now being borrowed into the Shabbos. And the Rambam is perfect, because the Rambam passed in straight with Rabbi Shimon. We follow, there is a bit of Dovah Shem Miskaven Kol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, according to the Rambam, a Psik Reshla Nichle would be Mutar. In the world of Psak, that's fascinating, because in Shacharach, we don't really follow that. We're Machmer. We try at least to be Machmer Psik Reshla Nichle. According to Chaim Shul Torah, the Rambam is on the side of the Mekilim, say for Aruch, those who show who are Machmer Psik Reshla Nichle, the Chaim puts the Rambam on their team, based on his whole Shul Torah. The Rabbi say, let's just recap for a moment, what do we have? We have our Sugya started out in the Sefer Sukkah about the person trying to pluck off the very feet there for breakfast. He ends up being Machshav Hadas, Doshim is Kavim. Gemara relates it to the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And we raise the question, well, what is Rabbi Yehuda's view? Is Rabbi Yehuda deraisa, Rabbi Yehuda derabanan? We had a machlokes taisus in the Rabban. Taisus claims it can't be deraisa. Everything's derabanan, derabanan, derabanan. In Shabbos, derabanan. Other years, malachiyah deraisa. In Shabbos, malachiyah shabbos, malachiyah terah, can't be a deraisa. Ramban and Shabbos completely ignored it. Ramban, yes, this kashas gave us the roots, but Shabbos, the vine, disagreed with it. So we pointed out, what do you mean machlokes does in Ramban? It's a fair shimon. The Gemara says, chayef, what? How could I say otherwise? The place had to do, turn the Gemara upside down. The Gemara really means a psik reisha, and it's really machlokes and gufa, and it's really a different topic. A whole chagad you have to get around the Gemara. Chayef's whole breakthrough, the Dovshin, Skavim, Shabbos, Motokul, is different ones, awareness, one's will, and psik reisha nichalei is the nafkin between the two, and this Gemara is a psik reisha nichalei, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Dovshin, Skavim, it's Shabbos, it's going to fail us, but Dovshin, Skavim, Motokul is going to save us. Yuda doesn't buy into that din of Dovshin, Skavim in Kol Torah Kula. The din in Shabbos is going to fail us, and therefore, Taka, each sheet that the Roy of Amakoy of Misholim, one Tana says Yechayim, one Tana says Yechotar, based beautifully in this entire idea of Reb Chaim. So again, this is a classic piece of Reb Chaim, those are at the time. You know, the energy to try to read through this Reb Chaim, Reb Shabbos, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. He uses it to explain others, so there's a lot of the caches that he uses related to other sugyas in Masechet Shabbos and other places. But that's the top, that's part of the basic essence of Reb Chaim. Okay? So I think we'll stop for now. Hope we'll meet Hashem in the next year. So we'll try to continue on to get to the next week. I don't know what next week's schedule is going to be like. I'm going to be away for a little bit next week, so I'm not sure. In theory, I may be able to say some of the shiur via Zoom also. I'm just not sure yet, so we'll keep everybody posted. Well, if not, we'll have a short bit of time for next week. So we'll see where things take us as the next couple of days. Okay, but everyone be well and good night.